website at lorainecounty.us/solidwaste. And we've got Keith Bailey joining us this morning. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Thank you for making the trek out here this morning. Appreciate it.
No problem.
What things are happening as we get into the springtime?
Well, the spring's right around the corner. We're planning. Pride Day is the 20th of May, just looking at my calendar here. So that whole week before, about Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, before the 20th, there'll be activities throughout the county as the Keep America Beautiful Board of Trustees plans their events. So watch the papers, watch the news stations for the announcements. We plan on having some activities this year before Pride Day. Pride Day is May 20th, and hope you call your local community and find out who's in charge of the volunteers. We want a lot of people out there collecting litter, cleaning up, and sprucing up the county. It's a big deal in this county. It really is.
And that's something that's been going on for many years.
Decades.
There's always interesting, you think, well, haven't they cleaned it up enough? But I guess there's always some place or there's always new things or even more things to beautify in the community.
That's correct. That's correct.
Now, you have something that helps out with that, right? The cab, right?
Oh, yeah. We have four cab trailers. Clean and Beautiful is their nickname. They have this crazy taxi cab on the side. So cab is loaded down with equipment. We have a list of equipment you can choose from. You can check this unit out for 72 hours. I have everything from lawnmowers, weed whips, leaf blowers, even a pressure washer, a tiller. So if you're going to do some gardening projects, community garden projects, or something like that, please come sign our cab out. See Tiffany Barker at the district office.
And that's not just, I know you kind of highlight that related to Pride Day, but that's something that they could start using once the snow melts and they need something to help clean up an area. This is all year round for that.
We had a gentleman who's a business owner in Lorain came to me last year. He says, could I just get the pressure washer? I got some graffiti to get rid of. And we hooked him up with a pressure washer and he got the graffiti off his building. So it's there, you know. These units are there for you to use, and we encourage people to come in and use them, all right?
How many did you say you have?
Four units. Four, okay. Four units, the different sizes.
And how was that made possible?
It was made possible through a grant from a high EPA a few years ago and Keep America Beautiful, and they gave us the money for the first trailer, and it's kind of expanded on that. We had three old trailers in the system. We got them in, we painted them, we spruced them up, we bought more equipment over time, and now we got a whole room full of equipment to loan out, all right? So come get them.
That's like anybody when you're, especially like a new homeowner, you buy a shovel, you buy a, you know, another piece of unit, and every once in a while you're buying something new because you utilize it or you've inherited interesting tools that get the job. And if you have a good tool and the right tool, you're more apt to get the job done and done properly. Let's talk about some other things. Your collection site obviously is always open, so if people are cleaning up things and they need to recycle items or bring things back, talk a little bit about how that's going for you.
The collection center is open year-round, Monday, Wednesday from 12 noon to 6, Saturday 9 to 6, except for national holidays, all right? We've seen over 15,000 vehicles last year to give you an idea of our volume during those 3 days a week. We had our largest year as far as volume of materials. They're still waiting on a couple bills yet, so we get the final tallies in. But it was a banner year in 2016 for the center. We looked at the future there. Of course, we added shredding this last fall. You can drop your shredding off in a locked box. We shred every Thursday. We added a shred truck to our fleet last year, about midway through. You'll see that moving out in the community later this year. We're looking for a partner to partner with to locate at different spots around the county and do some shredding on the weekends, all right?
So this shredding, we've had those, sometimes they'll have shred days and communities have something that shows up. Now you have something there that people can just bring things and drop items into a lockbox?
Yeah, well, we actually have in the center a lockbox.
Oh, okay.
We have 24 lockboxes. The employees are very well schooled on how to handle the materials. The only thing we're looking for is contaminants. I don't want any more golf balls.
Excuse me? What is that?
Golf balls.
In the shredding?
Oh, yeah. They come back out the hard way.
How does a
golf... Why would they be in there in the first place?
Can you explain any of these?
What people do, you know, one guy bought a load of tennis shoes. I don't know how they were any stuff. So, you know, we get all kinds of crazy things. So our employees are looking for contaminants when they're looking through the files, not looking at your information. We just want to get the paper in the box and get it locked back up, all right?
So you mentioned it's every Thursday then?
Every Thursday we shred, but we take materials on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Okay. All right?
Which is your regular open days for that. So if you're open, I can bring items that need to be shredded. I don't to like hoard them sort of until the shred date gets announced or something like that.
And we're generating about 5,000 pounds to 6,000 pounds of paper every 2 weeks. Okay. Give you an idea of the volume we're getting right now. And I think we've just scratched the surface.
Wow. Well, you find out that there's the need, and that's kind of what happens. You kind of respond to the needs in the community by finding out what people are trying to get rid of, and then you determine whether it's possible for you to do that.
Right. This was another piece of equipment made available through a high EPA grant, and the commissioner's matching the money. It was a $215,000 purchase out of Oregon. There's not many companies that make these things. There's only about five companies nationwide that make these pieces of equipment. So shredding trucks are relatively new in this area.
We've seen home shredders, maybe office shredders. Can you describe what this looks like or the sounds it makes?
It's a 24-foot box, all right, truck. With a grapple on the side, which grabs the container, 96-gallon container full of paper, pulls it up the side, the lid flips open, it drops down a chute into a hammer mill. We have a hammer mill where we have a screen on the other side. Everything's got to be at least an inch or under before it will go through the paper, through the hole in the hammer mill. So then it ends up pushed in the back of the truck. And when we arrive at Caristar, one of the places in Cleveland, to unload the truck every other week, we have about 5,000 to 7,000 pounds of packed material, shredded material, in the back of the truck. And it just walking flog walks it right out into the pit. And that immediately goes to the facility to be start processing. In other words, they're adding water to it within 10 minutes after we deliver. So... to make it into a slurry, to make it into a paste, to make it into new paper products, all right? So,
isn't hammer milled like the name of a paper company? Is that sounds like the name of the same thing that's the same thing that goes on with it. The other thing that I know that you take a lot of is your what they call e-waste or electronic waste, computers and things like that. Is that another big collection for you?
Electronics is our largest item at the collection center. We at the point now that we station a trailer at the facility all the time. We're constantly loading every day that we operate. We're constantly loading electronics on the trailer. It's a drop and swap program now. We're shipping a trailer probably every week. That's 24,000 pounds of material every week. Now out of here to Green Wave in Indianapolis, Indiana is one of the R2 certified ISO 20,000 certified companies that destroy electronics and turn them back into materials that can be reused.
And what's the part that's really hazardous then for our landfills or the reason why we don't just put that in?
You got to take the battery out of every one of them. You got to know where it's at. And every computer is in a different spot. And these guys that tear the batteries out of the boards, it just amazes me. All right. But all the precious metals in this material is important to get them back out. And they're constantly... Green Wave is one of the nationally known operations, and it's very secure. You actually have to have fingerprints and some places retina scan to get in the portions of the building. You don't get certified like they're certified and be haphazard with your material.
Well, if people are concerned about data or things that are on the computers, what happens to some of those hard drives or the data things, or how is that kind of disposed of or destroyed?
Any small hard drives, I would say 250 gigabyte now and smaller, go directly to a shredder. They're shredded for their recycled content. Only the bigger drives, half a gig to a gig, terabytes, I mean 500 gig to a terabyte, are really reusable now. Okay. So, and they'll flatten those with special software and reuse them. But there's very few of those we get. We don't see many of those.
We're talking this morning with Keith Bailey from the Loraine County Solid Waste Management District. What else is on your calendar? I see you brought that for March and April.
Like I said, Pride Day is the important one that's coming up right now. I know everybody wants to talk ag tires. We won't talk them till fall.
Oh.
Hopefully we will get a grant from a high EPA again that will allow that to happen. We have to apply for that money every year. We'll know sometime mid-year whether we got the money or not. Their grant cycle starts July 1st. So sometime between first and last of May, there'll be an announcement, and they'll tell us whether we're been awarded another chunk of money to do ag tire collection. I know a lot of farmers look forward to that every year. And we seem, I would think we'd be running out of ag tires. But guys, they keep coming.
Well, that's a good thing, right? Because
yeah.
all those tractors and combines yeah. are being used, and they're out there producing whatever the ground's producing for them.
Right. We need to let people know we have two additional facilities now in the county that take scrap tires. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're in Loraine at the city garage from 9 till noon taking tires, 9 to 1, excuse me, taking tires, scrap tires. We're also in Grafton now. We've made investment down there at the Township Hall, and we're now taking tires in Grafton on Tuesdays and Saturdays from 9 to 1, all right? So we've branched out. We've moved out of the center. We now have two locations out in the country where we're taking scrap tires.
And the key is to be to drop them off when you're there to pick them up. It's
yeah.
not something where they're thinking, oh, they'll come on and drop it off on a Wednesday.
There'll be an attendant there. They'll take your driver's license just like the center. We're moving the device now, the tablet, out to Grafton this week. It'll be used at Grafton for the first time, and we scan your driver's license, get your name and address, put in what you brought, and send it off to the server in Canada where our data is kept. So,
well, there's some folks out there driving around probably now thinking, you know, I should probably get these tires replaced, and what do I do with my old tires if I'm the one that's changing my own tires out and doing that sort of thing? What are they still making the used tires with? I mean, are they still continuing to grind them up and using them for like playground things or recycled into other?
There's a certain amount of that material being made, but most of our tires today go in the landfill liners, all right, in Ohio. About 12 million takeoffs a year find themselves in 2x4-inch nominal shreds and used in place of gravel and stone in the base of a landfill for the drainage layer. And that's pretty much been that way for the last 5 to 6 years.
Okay. So they're making their way to the landfill just used
as a drainage layer.
Given a job to do rather than just...
The leachate goes through the tires right. and into the tile and is captured and pumped out of the landfill.
Oh,
so
okay.
a lot of landfills use them. Not all landfills use them. Some of them still use stone and sand, but there are landfills that use a lot of tires, all right?
Okay. If they weren't shredded, Craig, those tires would pop back up to the surface. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what you discovered? Or you determined?
We still have some closed landfills in this county that every year we go around and gather up the tires that were closed back in the 70s and 80s, early 80s. They still come to the surface all the time. And I got a little point down behind my condo in Elyria that they gather up when they're coming downriver towards the lake. So I seem to get accumulation there on that point all the time.
It's kind of like The Walking Dead, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, right. Yeah, you think you get rid of them and there they come back, or
yeah.
you think it's gone and it is. And just because it's out of sight, out of mind, it doesn't mean it's out of...
Doesn't go away.
It's someone else is going to find it later, like anything that gets
yeah.
dumped, right?
Yeah.
The end of a cliff, not a good place to dump something. I used to live it on the end of a dead-end street, and you'd always end up wondering about things like that, too.
Yeah.
But this is how things have changed, and people are used to this, whether they do the recycling at their home, starting at that area. But any of those items you don't want are still available to drop off, the paints, any of those type of things. There's a complete list over on your site, right?
Yes, a complete list on the county website of things that we take, all right?
So,
and that list keeps growing. You know, we didn't used to take oil. We didn't used to take batteries. We didn't take, for a long time, we didn't take any shred, you know. Cardboard, all these things, books, have all been added since we opened the center. So there's a laundry list of things that have been added since we opened the center.
And that's because at some end, somebody can either use them again or it's been determined that these items don't need to go into the landfill, and we'll take them somewhere, and eventually you can maybe figure out what to do with some of those items.
Yep.
We were speaking this morning with Keith Bailey from the Lorain County Solid Waste Management District. We've got more coming up here from the Miller Nature Preserve in Avon. It's our North Coast BIA spotlight on Avon. We'll hopefully have the mayor a little bit coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, and the superintendent of schools if he's not too busy today. We'll see how things go, as many of the schools, or almost all of them in the county, closed because of the weather.